Please welcome Glenn.
Hello, everybody. A fish out of water, that's my whole life, but I was thinking, usually when I travel abroad, I was a fish out of water, and actually our first trip was a missionary trip to Haiti, which I told about in Morro Bay, and we didn't do too good on that trip, and the church I was involved with really didn't like what happened, because apparently Bertie had saved the town witch doctor, and he accepted Christ, and so that was great. I mean, the missionary there just loved it because it brought in a lot of people. But what it did was the church didn't like it because they felt there was something weird about that. And then the following day, I was at a shooting at the presidential palace. And so they began to put one and one together. And so they thought Bertie and I were not good together on a trip. So 2 years later, this trip to Copenhagen, Greece, Egypt and Israel came up, and it was run by a religious world tour group, and the price tag was $4,000 if you had 40 people. Well, we only had 37, and so the price went up to $4,500. So when the due date came, Bertie and I had the money, so we were on the trip. It was privately organized, so the church had no say-so, but none of the church members wanted us along because they felt we were bad luck. They thought she was a witch, and I was just trouble. We really didn't want to cause trouble, but apparently we did during the entire trip. So anyway, our first leg was to go to Los Angeles, and then we flew from Los Angeles to Copenhagen. Beautiful hotel, sixth floor, and I was thinking 9 hour, time change. I was thinking, I want to go to sleep, right? And so I go up and I get all ready, get unpacked, and I'm ready to hit the hay. And I hear somebody pounding on the door, and I open the door, and it's Bertie. And she's all excited. She's like, Glenn, we gotta look out the window. And I thought, what? She says, we gotta look out the window. And I said, okay. So she drags me to the window, opens up the curtains, and I'm telling you, it was the most beautiful sight I ever saw. All these lovely brick buildings. The sun was setting, and some of the buildings had these copper roofs, and it just glowed, and we just stood there mesmerized. Sun kind of dipped a little lower, and then Bertie says, come on, we got to go walk. And I said, I don't think that's such a good idea. We've got a meeting downstairs with the tour group. She says, no, we have to go walk now. And I said, Bertie, I'm feeling really tired. She says, I don't care. We have to go walk. And I said, okay. What I didn't know, I thought we were walking in a random location. She had studied maps of Copenhagen. She knew exactly where she was going, but I didn't know that. I was a fish out of water. She wasn't. She knew exactly where she was going. So we're walking for about 45 minutes, and we end up at the Little Mermaid. And so I look at Bertie, and I say, oh, the Little Mermaid. She says, yes, I'm going to kiss the Little Mermaid. And I said, I don't think that's such a good idea. She says, no, I'm going to do it. We're in Copenhagen. I'm going to kiss the Little Mermaid. So I said, okay. So she heads for the Little Mermaid, and she's climbing up on the rock. And a guy walks up alongside of me, and I look at him, and I say, hello, he's a police officer. And he says, oh, American. And I said, yes. He said, do you know her? And I said, yes. He said, what she's doing, I'm going to arrest her if you don't tell her to stop. And so I'm like, Bertie, police officer, you're going to get arrested. So she kissed the Little Mermaid on the knee and came back and got me, and we started to walk what I thought was back to the hotel room. No, that's not where we're going. We're going to this incredible restaurant, and for my life of me, I can't remember what the name of it was, I can't remember where it was, but it was like the Titanic on the inside. I mean, everything was beautiful, and the walls were coated with this beautiful wood, and it had these brass, like, wall oil lamp lanterns that were wired for electrical, and the place was just beautiful. So we went in, and we sat at the bar, and Bertie ordered two drinks. And I looked at her and I said, Bertie, I haven't had a drink in almost 7 years. And she said, yeah, I know. I said, do you remember that I was an alcoholic and you're a heroin addict? And she said, yeah, I remember that. I said, so why are you ordering us two drinks? She said, because it's time you get over it. And I'm like, Okay. So she ordered two whiskeys on rocks. I'm sitting here sipping it. And then I had the strangest feeling as I'm sipping this drink. It was like I could drink this in a social setting and not want anything else. It was so weird because the rest, previously, I mean, it was like the whole bottle and I was blacked out for days sometimes. But this was different. And then I began to look at Birdie and I looked at her and I remember how sick and how messed up she was when I met her. And she wasn't. It was like I never saw her before. She was all cleaned up. She was this young lady, this beautiful young lady. And she was sitting there. We were sitting in this beautiful bar sharing a drink. So then we finished our drink. And she said, come on, let's go get a, what do you call it, the coffee? What's it called? Espresso. Let's get an espresso. So we got an espresso and we sipped our espressos. She ordered a Danish and we shared a Danish. So she took off in the back room. I thought she was going to the bathroom, but that's not what she was doing. She came back. She said, okay, let's go. We need to walk some more. And I said, okay. So we walked out of the restaurant, and we're walking down the street, and she stops, opens her little purse, and pulls out a baggie, and proceeds to roll a joint. And I'm, Birdie, we're on a Christian tour. Do you understand what that means? We just had a drink. We're about to face hellfire, and now you pull out a joint. And Birdie says, I'm sorry, Glenn, we're in Copenhagen. We have to celebrate. We're never going to be in Copenhagen again. And I said, okay. So I took a few huge drags. She did two, and then she rolled another one, took a few more drags. I vomited in the beautiful, pristine, whatever street, and I was fine. And I was high for the rest of the night, and we just walked around and giggled. I didn't know where we were going. She did. I did not. For the rest of the night, we just walked around. We didn't even realize time had passed. And when we finally got back to the hotel, man, were we in trouble. Everybody was eating breakfast. They knew that we had not been in our rooms all night. The lead pastor came up and said, Glenn, I need to talk to both of you right now. Are you guys going to be trouble? And I said, no. We were just walking around. They said, are you sure about that? And I said, yeah, that's fine. He said, don't ever leave the tour group again. So anyway, we got to Egypt. I went on a run. They told me not to leave the hotel, but I wanted to jog. Running down the street, three little boys joined me. Before I knew it, I had a crowd of 30 people yelling and screaming. I decided, okay, I'm going to go back to the hotel. Go back to the hotel. They're all at the front gate yelling and screaming and everything. Pastor says, Glenn, I thought you weren't going to be any trouble. And I said, I just went for a jog. He said, you're told not to leave the hotel. Great. Done with that, right? In Egypt, Birdie decided she wanted to climb the pyramid. So we're climbing the pyramid. We didn't get very far. I mean, it's huge. These rocks are gigantic. And pretty soon she says, Glenn, I said, what? We have to go back down. And I said, why? There's a man pointing a rifle at us. And I thought, holy shit, he was. This guy in a white uniform, and he was yelling at us. So we went back down. They loaded us up in a Jeep, took us to the main place and interrogated us. And the poor tour director had to come over there and explain why we were there. And we were just, you know, dumb Americans. And there were signs all over, do not climb, but we climbed it. Okay, that's not all. Because we had tried to climb the pyramid, as we're leaving Egypt, they detained us. Because, guess what? We were on their database as tomb raiders or something. And they decided that we're trying to take antiquities out of Egypt. Okay. So we finally get into Israel. Everything's cool. We decided to stay on Masada and told the tour to just go. Just leave. We'll find our way back to Jerusalem, right? Dumb idea. They don't hitchhike in Israel. So as we're walking along, people are slowing down and stopping and looking at us, but they just kept on going. Finally, two Israeli girls pulled over to pick us up. We got in the back seat, and I look in the front seat. I noticed this one girl who spoke perfect English was cradling an automatic weapon with this big banana clip on it and everything. And I looked at her, and I thought, oh, my God. And I thought, we're being kidnapped. And she said, no, we're with the Israeli army. Anyways, long story short, Birdie and I were banned from any further church trips because we acted really stupid on all of them.